Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello and welcome back to the latest episode of Living Clutter-Free Forever. I'm Caroline, a KonMari consultant, and I'm here to make your life a little bit easier. So today I want to talk about something that you're going to think is completely crazy, and that's spring cleaning in autumn. But before I get started with that, I thought you would like to know that this week is the last opportunity to grab my wardrobe transition checklist to help you get your wardrobe, your closet, autumn, fall, winter ready so that you only have items in there that spark joy for you. So if you think that's something you would love, go to caroline-thor.com/wardrobe. And if you grab it now, you have the possibility of getting an extra bonus. So don't miss out. Okay. Back to spring cleaning in autumn and why I think now is the perfect time to declutter and get organized. I am somebody who would much rather, when it comes to spring and it starts to get warmer and it's sunny outside, that's when I want to be outside. I do not want to be in my house cleaning, tidying, organizing when the weather's great. So I have always felt that now is the perfect time to be decluttering, organizing, and cleaning your home, meaning that it is organized and ready before the holidays come. Because let's face it, having a tidy, organized home ready for the holiday season is going to mean that it's going to feel an awful lot less stressful. And there are lots of emotional benefits as well to entering the holiday season with a clutter-free home. I really believe that now is the right time to be decluttering, organizing, and cleaning. I have spent this morning cleaning my kitchen. And by cleaning, I mean really cleaning. I went round and wiped down all the surfaces. That included the doors of all the cabinets and everything. I have emptied out drawers and cupboards and wipe them out and put everything back again. And what that means is that while I'm doing that, I can have a look and see, is there anything in here that I haven't used for ages? Is there anything here that we thought we were going to need, but actually we haven't? In which case, it's time to donate. So I had a box at the side ready. And if I found anything that we've really not been using, I've put it into the donate box and I will take that with me next time I leave the house. And this morning was the perfect morning for doing my kitchen because it was throwing it down with rain the whole morning. When I went out with the dog first thing this morning, she basically got to the end of the road and was like, no, we're going home again. She wasn't having any of it. It was that wet. And I could have tried to do my normal household cleaning routine. But I thought, no, come on, this weather's really terrible. I'm going to make a start on my kitchen. So what I actually do at this time of year is I make a list of all the rooms and I go through and highlight for each week two spaces that I'm going to try and do a bit of a deep clean with. And this week it is the kitchen and the entrance hallway. So that when I come into the house, it's all going to be brand sparkly clean. And it also means that when it comes time for me putting up my Christmas decorations, because I'm of team, let's put it up in December, not team, let's put it up in November, as I've been seeing on Instagram recently, it means that my home is going to be tidy, organized and clean, ready for me putting the decorations up. Because let's face it, once you get your decorations up, it makes cleaning a hell of a lot harder because you've got all that stuff standing around that you perhaps wouldn't normally. This is why I think spring cleaning is not limited to spring, and why I think now is absolutely the perfect time to do it. And having your home organized and cleaned out before the holiday season means everything to do with the holiday season is going to seem a lot less stressful. If you've got visitors coming, you know you're not going to have to set to and do a deep clean of the guest room before they arrive, or the living room. Everything's organized and ready. And not only that, if you do your kitchen, for example, now, and you go through your cupboards and you make sure you've got nothing in there that's out of date and just have a bit of a quick check through, it means that when it comes to doing the big cooking for the holiday season, you are going to have a kitchen that's supporting you and serving its purpose, rather than you searching through the cupboards going, where is the cookie cutter for this particular thing? Or, oh, why haven't I got any flour in? Whatever it might happen to be. So those are the reasons why doing it now can mean that your holiday season is going to be a lot less stressful. And there also are emotional benefits to entering the holiday season with a clutter-free home. When it starts to get dark outside earlier, a lot of people start to struggle with perhaps feeling a bit down because there's not so many hours of sunshine during the day, not so many hours of daylight. If when you walk into your home, it feels like an organized, relaxed space, it helps you deal with the emotional struggles of early evenings a lot better. You can come in, you can put some fairy lights on, you can make it look cozy. And if it's tidy and you haven't got the stress of walking into something that's cluttered, it's going to help you emotionally with this time of year. Now, another area of your home that it is a perfect time to be decluttering and organizing is your clothes. We've had the end of summer, and for some of you, it's still been quite warm up until now, but most of us now are really starting to feel, okay, summer clothes are no longer appropriate. We're moving into our autumn winter clothes. And it's a great time to go through your wardrobe and to look at those clothes that perhaps you haven't worn over the summer and decide whether you really need to keep them, and to look through your autumn winter wardrobe and really think, okay, am I really going to wear 20 sweaters this winter? We wear 20% of our clothes 80% of the time, which is just a mind-blowingly crazy statistic. That means that 80% of your wardrobe are sitting in the drawers, hanging in the closet, never being worn, just taking up space. So be honest with yourself. Go through. Perhaps you've got some jackets or coats that you've been hanging on to for a few years now, but you still haven't worn them. It could be that this would be a really great time to let them go. Now, I could in this podcast go into a huge amount of detail about how to go through this process. I'm going to share a few top tips with you, but the best thing you could do is grab my wardrobe transition checklist, which will help you and guide you going through this process. To get it, all you need to do is go to caroline-thor.com/wardrobe. So let me give you a few top tips. First of all, get out each category one at a time, put them onto your bed and have a look through. Really think about, are these colours I still wear? Do they even still fit me? Do I like the fit of it? Did I not wear it last year because it was itchy all the time? Really assess each item of clothing and whether you love wearing it, whether it sparks joy for you. If it does, fantastic. You can fold it up or hang it and put it back in your closet. If you have decided this is not an item I'm going to wear anymore, you have two options. You can either sell it if it's a high-end product, or you could donate it. And there will be lots of people at this time of year who will be super grateful for donations, especially for things like nice warm sweaters and coats, because they cost a lot of money to buy new. So if you are in a position and can donate, that would be absolutely fantastic. And what you're aiming for is a wardrobe, closet that when you open the doors in the morning to get dressed, you have a view of all the clothes that you have, you know they fit you, and you know that you love wearing them, and it makes it much easier to get dressed in the morning. If you have a job, which means that you have to have clothes for work specifically, and then you've perhaps got your clothes that you tend to wear at home, separate them out so that you've got your work wardrobe and you've got your home wardrobe. And you could separate it even further. Maybe you've got your going out clothes. So perhaps if you go to parties in the holiday season, or you're going out for dinner or somewhere really special, again, separate those out slightly from the ones that you will wear all the time so that you can easily see what you have available to you every day to put on. So again, go to caroline-thor.com/wardrobe and grab yourself my wardrobe transition checklist. It will support you. I will send you emails giving you advice and tips, and there is an extra special bonus, which I won't tell you about. But if you sign up for it now, then there will be an extra special bonus for you. It's only available for this coming week, and then it's going away. So you can either get it now or it's not going to be available anymore. So take advantage of it and grab that to help you with your wardrobe. Okay, so why is it important to declutter and organize living spaces for fall and winter? Well, I think it is for lots of reasons. We tend to spend more time indoors in autumn and winter than we would do in spring and summer. We're perhaps outside in the garden in the summer. We perhaps eat outside. We go around to friends and sit in their gardens. But once the nights draw in and it's cold, then we're going to be in our homes an awful lot more. So why not create spaces that we love being in, that we're happy to have people around and entertain in? And so by decluttering and organizing our living spaces, we are creating the opportunity for cozy, inviting areas where we want to sit. Some people really love to light candles in the evening when it starts to get darker. I'm one of those people. There's always a candle lit somewhere in my home, and I'm a big advocate for fairy lights, whatever the time of year. I don't wait for Christmas for fairy lights. But if you are going to be lighting candles, it's really important from a safety point of view that there aren't lots of things cluttered around that potentially could then become a fire hazard. So I like to have it that if I've got candles that they're lit, but there's not stuff standing around them. So that's another reason for decluttering and organizing. From a safety point of view, you can then do things like light candles without having any concern about them igniting anything else. We've just had Halloween. And I don't know if you saw on Instagram, I shared an absolutely beautiful reel that I didn't make, but about putting up your Halloween decorations. And my reel was asking the question, okay, but how about taking these down? What are we doing to store our decorations? So as we come into the holiday season, you perhaps are starting to get decorations out in the States for Thanksgiving, and then in the rest of the world, perhaps for Christmas. And you might want to start thinking about, okay, when I get my decorations out, it's a good time to declutter and organize. If I put my decorations up, then look and see what you have left. What have you chosen not to put up this year? Maybe you've had a particular color scheme and that's why some things have stayed in the boxes. But if you notice, okay, I didn't put these up this year, I didn't put them up last year either, it's a really great time to donate them, because if you donate decorations now, someone else is going to benefit from them. So if you find some time to just go through your decorations and declutter and organize them according to category, perhaps have one box where you store lights, one box where you store tree decorations, and another box for decorations that are generally standing around. Everyone has a different amount of Christmas decorations. It can go from having one tiny box to practically a whole room being full. I would love to know, and this was something that another organizer in the States and I were talking about last week, those people that have these massive decorations out the front of their houses, especially in the States, this is more common, not so common in Europe, but in the States, where on earth are these people storing them the rest of the year? I would love to know, if you're one of those people who has these amazing, beautiful decorations outside, these huge wreaths that are hanging on your doors or on the sides of the houses, please, please DM me on Instagram at caro.thor and let me know, please, where you store these enormous Christmas decorations or these freestanding like reindeer that people have on their lawn or Santa on the roof. I don't know, whatever it is. Send me a DM, please, at caro.thor on Instagram. I would love to hear where you're storing these things. My Christmas decorations fit into two relatively large IKEA boxes, which we store under the roof for the rest of the year. Some people in Germany store theirs in the cellar. In the UK, you tend not to have a cellar, so perhaps you're storing your Christmas decorations in the attic or in the garage. I would love to hear where you are storing your Christmas decorations. I think I will do an Instagram poll on that this week. So it's a good time to be decluttering and organizing your decorations. And by doing this, you're ensuring that next year, when you come to unpack your Christmas decorations, that you're not going to have stuff there that you don't need. It just makes the whole thing a lot easier. Okay, so let's think about the benefits of cleaning in autumn. We are in our homes, as I said, a lot more of the time once it starts to get dark earlier in the evenings. And if you have got a clean, tidy, decluttered environment, it is going to improve the indoor air quality and create a healthier environment for you and your family. But more importantly, it is going to boost your overall well-being. It has been proven that living in a home that is organized, and I don't mean here Instagram ready, looks like nobody lives here because you can't move a cushion out of place. That's what I'm not talking about. I'm talking about you open a drawer and you can see where things are and you can find things. Or you go to use your kitchen and you're very clear where things are stored. You know perhaps where the winter coats are, where the hats and gloves are, just so that you feel calm and in control of the situation. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about an organized home. It will make you feel better. It will make you feel calmer. It will make you feel less overwhelmed. And anything that we can do to improve the quality of our life is definitely a good thing to do. Now, you may be sitting there listening to this saying, well, that's all very well, but I don't have time to set to and clean my kitchen from top to bottom. It takes hours. You're right. If you set to and did it all in one go, it would. But what I did this morning was I took 10 to 15 minute blocks in between doing work that I needed to do in my office. If I came up to make a coffee, then I would do a 10 to 15 minute job before I went back down again. You don't need to do this all in one go. You can break it down into small, manageable areas. If for you, the main priority would be the living room being tidy and organized in time for the holiday season, then you could set yourself a task of doing one drawer in a chest of drawers a day, or you're going to do the coffee table one day. Little 10, 15 minute jobs that actually are quite fun to do. And you will see a big impact when you've done them. Now, this goes a little bit against the KonMari method, because when you do the KonMari method, you really should declutter and organize according to category. And I've just said to you, you could do your living room. So that is a room. It's not a category. But what you could do is you could look at the different categories that you have in your living room. So you could see if there's any of the kids' clothes lying around. Remove those, put them back to where they should be. I often find items of my kids' clothing lying around in the living room. Hoodies get left on the back of the sofa, or my youngest might have got changed out of his pajamas there in the morning and left his pajamas on the sofa and forgotten to take them back up to his bedroom, that sort of thing. Then you could move on to books. You could have a look at the books in your living room, see if people have left them lying around. They should be back in their bedrooms. Or if you have a bookshelf, perhaps you could have a look at that and see if there's any books that you could now donate because they've been read, or you thought you were going to read them, but you haven't. From there, you could move on to papers. You could collect together any papers you find in the living room and take them back to where they should be and file them. And then you could look at kimono, which is anything that doesn't fall into those categories we've talked about already and isn't a sentimental item. So in the living room, that could be electronics. If you've perhaps got a games console or something, you've probably got a television in your living room. You maybe have DVDs lying around, although most people are probably live streaming these days. You maybe have got board games in the living room. You've perhaps got candles and other decorations. So go through those according to category and sort them. Organize them, decide what you want to keep, what you want to get rid of. And before you know it, having gone through the categories, you will have a living room that will be a joy to sit in for the whole of autumn, winter. And you'll be able to light your candle in the evening or put on your fairy lights and sit and watch the TV and not be thinking, I have to tidy up, because it will be done. And you can explain to the rest of the family that you're doing this because you want to create a great environment for everybody and you'd appreciate their help maintaining it. And to do that, you could perhaps suggest each evening, just for 10 minutes, everyone has a look around the living space and takes anything of theirs and puts it back where it should be. And if everyone does that for 10 minutes every day, that is an awful lot of tidying happened that perhaps wasn't before. So those are some of the benefits of tidying, organizing, and cleaning at this time of year. Okay, so there are some reasons why it's a really good idea to do the spring cleaning now. You're stuck in the house anyway because it's darker and maybe the weather's not great. So why not use this time so that when it comes to spring and it's starting to get warmer and lighter, you can be outdoors doing stuff and not having to worry about cleaning and tidying the house. It will make you feel better having a lovely environment to come home to when it's dark and cold outside. And it will mean that as we come towards holiday season, everything's going to feel a lot less stressful because you're going to know where stuff is and you're just going to feel calmer and much more in control. And don't forget, if one of the things you think would be a really good idea to do is sort your clothes out, you can grab my wardrobe transition checklist at caroline-thor.com/wardrobe, but it's only available till this time next week. So grab it while you can. And I will be back next week to talk to you about Black Friday. And I might get on my high horse a bit about this one. So tune in next time to find out what I think about Black Friday. Okay. Don't forget, let me know on Instagram what you do with your Christmas decorations. And I very much look forward to connecting with you again. Until next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organising tips next time. But if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organiser. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.